Many times when schools teach about Native Americans, they focus on historical encounters rather than shining a spotlight on their accomplishments and culture. Over the years, there have been many efforts by Indigenous community members to reclaim their history and rebuild their culture and teach it to younger generations. Enter a 21-year-old Ojibwe woman, Danielle Boyer. When she was just 10 years old, she realized kids in her community were not being taught their own culture and history, so she asked her mum if she could teach a class to kindergartners. As she grew older, she discovered science and technology and began incorporating it into her teaching, even building robots that speak native languages and giving them to other native youth. To date, she has built and shared over 8,000 wearable robots. Boyer, who is now 21, is the founder of the nonprofit The STEAM Connection. She joins us now from San Diego, California. Danielle, welcome to Here and Now.
Aneen, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So Danielle, why robots? And what do you see as their potential for your community?
Robots are so powerful. They can teach us so many tech skills, everything from electrical engineering to mechanical engineering to computer science. They teach problem solving, team building, and can even prevent developmental delays. I see it as an all-encompassing tool that kind of gives us back a lot of power.
How did you learn how to make robots and do it affordably? Because I'm imagining making a robot is not cheap.
Making robots definitely is not cheap, and learning about them is even less accessible. I was interested in robots after seeing that my sister was. I joined a robotics team and I was super excited, especially because it was kind of expensive to participate. But I actually got bullied the whole time. I did not fit in, and it was clear that the other students didn't really want me to be there. I ended up leaving and joining another team, and the same thing happened again. I was one of the only girls. And I created my organization because every student deserves to have a safe space to learn and to be themselves. And that's why I'm doing the work that I do now.
Sounds like you've persevered through a lot.
It's honestly nothing that my students haven't been through as well, which is why I think that this work is so important.
So I want you to do some show and tell, because I think that'll really help all of us to see or to hear what exactly you're talking about. So you have some wearable robots right there, right?
Yes, I do. I have one on my shoulder right now.
Ooh, so can you introduce us?
This one is going to be speaking the Taíno language.
Tao, hello. Let's learn Taíno together. My name is Priscilla Colon. I helped to create Casa Areto, and I am a Taíno teacher. I am Boricua, a Taíno from Boriquén, the island of Puerto Rico. Let's get to know one another. In Taíno, Haralu Buk Anulia means, what is your name? Say it with me. Haralu Buk Anulia. To answer, you say, Dak Anulia, and then say your name. Try it with me. Dak Anulia.
This is super cool. So I imagine then this robot, like how big is it? Kind of the size of your hand?
It's a little bit bigger than my hand. It's enough that it can sit on your shoulder and it's like half the size of your head.
Okay. So you kind of got a buddy right there on your shoulder. What does it look like?
It looks a lot like a minion. That was totally unintentional. But the goal of the robot is to be customizable by students, to be able to have different elements from our cultures and communities. So for me, I have Ojibwe woodland florals all over the robot. So a lot of flowers and things that represent my community. And the kids can add different things like ribbon skirts and hats and beaded elements and earrings and things.
Hmm. You know, I wonder, it sounds like you have a few different goals here when it comes to what you're trying to achieve. And I wonder if Native children learning and reclaiming history is a big one, or is it more that you want young Native people to see that they have a future in science and technology?
My biggest goal is to equip my students with the skills to be able to build better things for our communities. Whether that looks like robots or it looks like something else, I think every kid should have tech skills in this day and age.
Can you maybe end with a story or an anecdote or something that comes to mind of one of your students grabbing one of these robots and what it inspired in them?
I think the biggest example is when I remember one of my students came up to me and said, "You're the first Native person I've ever seen in robotics, and that makes me want to do it too." And that really made me emotional and inspired to see the power that us being ourselves has, and being authentic to ourselves, to our community. I just think that's such a beautiful thing.
Danielle Boyer is an inventor, educator, and activist. She's with Ojibwe from the Sault Ste. Marie tribe. Danielle, thank you so much.
Miigwech, thank you for having me.